Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you. Welcome into a new day on the program. Currently drier, but a little colder. That's all right. And the rain was certainly needed. We are digging ourselves out, or actually maybe floating ourselves out of our former critical drought status. Man, I'm just going to keep saying stratus every time I say drought. My tongue won't help it. But we had already kind of gotten out of the critical stage, and we were in the elevated stage, and now it seems to be, or actually moderate level drought. So we'll see where we landed after yesterday's rainfall. But certainly the wind was as promised. I left here around 3 o'clock, drove from here to Onset, and then from Onset back, and was blowing around on the highway. So it definitely did kick up at times, but it wasn't as bad as maybe, all the warnings that were coming. Oh, it's going to be, the wind. It was just windy. But the important thing is we got some rain, and we are working our way out of that drought status. Not stratus, status. So I hope that you didn't have too many problems with the weather. The Ted Williams Tunnel in Boston apparently got a little flooded, and they were redirecting traffic out of the tunnel. There were several inches of water because I guess one of the pumps was not working properly, and then they also had some debris buildup that was causing some drainage issues. So they diverted traffic around the Ted Williams Tunnel, and I don't know, the idea of being in a tunnel in Boston under the water, and then there's water in the tunnel, that would probably freak me out. Especially like if I didn't see a tweet or something, or some kind of an alert before that said, hey, just so you know, there's a pump backup and there's rainwater in the tunnel. I'd be like, oh my gosh, did the tunnel burst? Because I'm sorry, I may be weird, but I think about that. I think about that when I'm in those tunnels, like, oh my God, I hope this thing doesn't fill up with water. So, but 58 miles an hour was the peak wind gusts in New Bedford, 62 at the Rose Island Lighthouse in Rhode Island and Newport, and Warren, Rhode Island had 63 miles an hour winds. I'm just reading this off the screen on Channel 6. But that's pretty gusty winds, but, you know, not the worst. It's like nor'easter level. Even on a day like yesterday, where you've got all this weather happening, it's still not one of the worst storms. certainly wasn't as hyped up as they were making it. So we have a lot of things that we can discuss today, and the phone lines will be open, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails are both available on the WBSM app. One thing that I want to mention today is, and we're going to talk more about this in the future. I've reached out to the Greater New Bedford Regional Refuse District. I think I got that correct. Reached out to them to invite them to come on, have someone come on to talk about this Regional Refuse Management District. That's a lot of words. You'll forgive me if I forgot one of them. But there's a new program launching in New Bedford that will allow residents to donate some of the items that you're no longer allowed to throw in the garbage. So we talked about this at length last year when this went into effect. But if you have used clothing that you are no longer going to wear, you can't throw it in the trash. If you remember the conversations that we were having, we were talking about how Mass DEP was encouraging us to take old jeans and use them as insulation in our house. You know, some of them were a little bit far-fetched for the average person. But the bottom line is it's now illegal to throw away old clothing. It's illegal to throw away old bedding, old towels. So when you're done with a towel, they're suggesting that you, you know, rip it up and use it as rags or find other uses for it, but you're not to throw it in the trash. The only exception is if you have items that are heavily soiled. So like, you know, if you get a bloody nose while you're wearing a white t-shirt and you're like, well, I'm never going to be able to wear this again because that has, you know, biohazardous material, you can toss that. If your child, you know, wets the bed and you don't want to deal with washing those sheets and you want to just throw them away, you can throw those away. But anything else has to be reused, repurposed, or recycled. And so this new program is going to help with that. Because the problem with that is when you ask people to do that, well, it falls on them to do it. And not everybody's going to take the extra steps. So this new program is going to allow for you to be able to donate those items without even having to leave the house. So the way it's going to work is, at least for now, for January, they have two pickup dates scheduled. And then the plan is to have, you know, monthly pickups. So who knows if that number will increase. But at least for now, they have two scheduled in January. One is on January 3rd and one is on January 31st. And the way this works is you'll take these items, and we have a link to the complete list of items that they'll accept at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But the way this works is you will schedule an appointment. You can either call or go online and you say, I want you to come to my house and pick up on this date. And then, and again, it's got to be one of the dates that they're already doing the pickups. You can't say, well, this day works better for me. It's one of the dates that they're offering. But you pick that up, and then you just leave the items by your front door or at the curb, and this group, this CMRK, will pick it up. You do have to put on the items a piece of paper or a sign or something that says CMRK, so that they know that, you know, you definitely want them to pick that up and that that's not something you're trying to throw away or something that you left out there because someone else is coming to grab it. And then it's all free. This pickup is free. And if you're doing something like a house cleanup, say, and you're going to have more than 10 bags or boxes of stuff to put out there, you can still schedule a pickup. You just got to let them know. You know, because they're only going to have so much room on the truck. they want to know if they need to send a special truck out for you. And all the information, again, is in the story on the website and on the app. So what can be donated? And again, as I said, we have a full list that you can click over to in the story, but I'm just going to give you some idea. So you can put in a bag clothing, all types, sizes, and styles. So any kind of clothing, pants, socks, shirts, sweaters, jackets, underwear. You can also put in a bag blankets, towels, curtains, tablecloths, all paired shoes and sneakers. Accessories like purses, backpacks, belts, jewelry, hats, gloves, socks, and more. No wet or moldy items, however, and make sure the bags are clearly marked with CMRK. You can put in a box kitchen accessories like pots and pans, dishes, glasses, small working appliances like a coffee maker or a small toaster oven, and small decor items like vases, knickknacks, picture frames, paintings. Also, small musical instruments, books, toys, puzzles, and DVDs. Please wrap glassware to keep the items protected. No broken items. And make sure boxes are closed and clearly labeled with CMRK. And you can also donate bicycles. Just tape a sign on it with CMRK on the bike and place it by the front door or at the curb. And the company that is coming to pick these up works to reuse these items and repurpose these items. So it's not like they're coming to pick it up for them to put it in the trash. They're going to be reutilizing these in different ways. And of course, this was something that was a surprise to me when we first talked about this. When the new law went into effect, I said, well, what do I do with clothes that are ripped up? Or, you know, that if, why would I donate these? Because nobody's going to want to wear them. And I was surprised that the answer to that is you still bring them to those donation bins. Because those companies and those organizations that collect those clothing items, they can sell the items that are unwearable. So what happens is there's organizations, there's companies that will buy all of that, turn them into rag, whatever it is they do with them, but they buy them all. So that actually helps those usually nonprofit organizations be able to fund their operations. So it's perfectly fine to throw those things in those donation bins. However, this is another opportunity to be able to have things picked up. And you know what? Somebody like me should take advantage of this because I'm sitting on tons of clothes that I need to donate that I just haven't had the time to like gather all together, put in the car, put into bags and put in the car and then drive down to Gifts to Give and, you know, leave them by the door. And at this point, it's probably, you know, 4 or 5 trash bags full of stuff. But if I can just load those bags up and leave them on the curb or leave them by the front door, that'd be a lot easier. So these are the ways they're trying to help meet some of these challenges of these new laws. Where this makes it easier for you as a resident, but it also keeps those items out of the Crapo Hill landfill, which is what this is all about. It's about extending the life of that landfill, which is close to capacity, by eliminating items that shouldn't be there. And not, you know, not just that landfill, but all landfills like that in Massachusetts, because they're not making any more landfills. And if you don't want businesses like South Coast Recyclables or Renewables, whatever, Parallel Products. If you don't want businesses like that being built in your neighborhoods, well, we've got to extend the life of those landfills. And you've got to follow along with these requests and now requirements. So again, all the details are at WBSM.com and on the app, but they're also on the City of New Bedford website. I also have the phone number to call if anybody needs the phone number because they don't have internet access. And you can call and make your appointment to have them come on either January 3rd or January 31st and pick up these items. And I think this is a great plan. I will say this, though. If you have a bicycle that you're looking to get rid of, and again, I don't know all the details of this company that the city is partnered with, but if you are looking to get rid of a bicycle, there are a lot of local organizations that will take those bicycles, fix them up, and turn them around and give them to kids that need them. So I don't know that this is necessarily the best way to get rid of a bicycle. I mean, I guess if you're having them come pick up other stuff and you just want to get it out of there, you can do that. But there's other organizations you could donate those to that will fix them up and give them to kids that wouldn't be able to get a bicycle otherwise. And there's organizations that I know that refurbish bicycles and give them to homeless folks. So that way there they have transportation if they need to get to a job or something. They'll be able to get around. And it's, you know, a day like today or in the dead of winter, it's not the best form of transportation, but it's still better than nothing. I had times when I had, a broken car and didn't have a car I could borrow. This is when I was working at the diner, and I usually lived within a few miles of the diner. When I lived in Swift's Beach in Wareham, it was probably, 2 or 3 miles. And I could ride the bike there. When I was in high school and I started working there, I rode the bike from Cremisit, which was further than riding it from Swift's Beach. So I was like, I can make this ride. So I would ride the bike if I had to. Didn't like to because that meant I had to leave earlier in the morning. I had to do it a few times when I lived in the Glen Charlie area, which is not fun because that means you're leaving the house at 4 a.m. on a bicycle, going down windy roads and driving through cranberry bogs. But I, still had to do it. And if you got to get to work, you got to get to work. So some of these organizations will help, adults get a bicycle in those situations too. But again, if you want to just put it out there with these donations, that's certainly an option. I mean, how are you doing like a year into this with getting rid of these items? Have you not had to throw anything away? Have you just thrown them in the trash anyway? Have you been bringing them to donation bins or donation centers? I got rid of some clothes last year and brought them over to Gifts to Give. And I love the fact that I could just go and drop them off anytime. It didn't matter if somebody was there to receive them or not. You can leave them by the door. But I can also see how that can be abused by people as well. I don't like to use those donation bins if I can help it. The ones in the parking lots. I like being able to bring it to a place where I know where it's being used. I used to donate things to the Salvation Army until I found out that the things that I was donating didn't necessarily go into my direct community. When there was a Salvation Army in Wareham, I would go there and make a donation, and then one day I just happened to say to somebody I donated a bunch of stuff and I didn't see any of it on the shelves. Not that I was looking to repurchase it or anything. I'm not Merv Griffin. If you're not familiar with that, there's an urban legend, I don't know if it's true or not, that Merv Griffin used to, rather than pay, whatever the exorbitant dry cleaning charge was on his suits that he would wear on his talk show, he would donate them to Goodwill because Goodwill would dry clean them before they put them on the shelves. So he would donate them to Goodwill and then go back to Goodwill and buy them once they put them on the shelves. Had somebody else do it, but still. So he would pay $5 for the suit as opposed to $50 for the dry cleaning. I'm not that bad about it, but I was looking just, I was like, none of the stuff I've donated to, everyone's up, oh, well, that's because everything gets brought to a regional center and then they piece it out to where it goes. Okay. And yeah, maybe we can complain about Savers, because that usually becomes part of the conversation, is people complaining about Savers, and that's on the table too, I guess. 508-996-0500. Right now, though, I've got to take my first break of the morning, and we'll be back in a few moments.
All about value. Bert Kemper's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a pick. I like a stinking naked chick. I like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gonna see the show, because then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, because it's so dangerous. You'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean, well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy.
Don't you miss the days when a weird song like that could be the number one song? Anyway, we'll go and take some more of your calls, or take your calls at 508-996-0500 coming up. But we're going to be going into the newsroom for a moment and getting an update on all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt. And of course, you can react to them by calling in, by sending in your app chat messages, and by sending in open line voicemails. But right now, let's turn it over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
More evidence collected in the killing of UnitedHealthcare's CEO. The FBI director steps down, clearing the way for Trump's new pick. And time running out to get those packages in the mail.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The NYPD says the gun found on the man suspected of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO match shell casings found at the Manhattan crime scene. Commissioner Jessica Tisch also confirms that Luigi Mangione's fingerprints matched prints found on a water bottle and a Kind bar found near the scene. She says the gun found on Mangione when he was taken into custody at a Pennsylvania McDonald's on Monday is now at the NYPD crime lab. The Franklin fire in Malibu, California has now burned nearly 4,000 acres of land and is 7% contained. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney confirms that 9 structures have been damaged, 7 destroyed. He says an updated damage report will be issued later. FBI Director Christopher Wray is resigning, clearing the way for President-elect Trump to nominate Kash Patel to head the agency. Wray was under increasing pressure from Republicans to quit now rather than force Trump to replace him. Wray told his staff, quote, "This is the best way to avoid dragging the bureau deeper into the fray," adding he would stay on until the end of the Biden administration. Wray was appointed by Trump in 2017. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has testified before a House committee over the withdrawal from Afghanistan. The testimony comes almost 3 months after the House Foreign Affairs Committee voted to recommend Blinken be held in contempt of Congress after a standoff related to him appearing before the panel to discuss the deadly evacuation in 2021. Chairman Michael McCaul said Blinken's appearance is vital as they consider potential legislation that would help prevent mistakes made in the withdrawal. A new ruling from a federal court in North Dakota will block undocumented immigrants from using Obamacare. A coalition of 19 states had challenged a new rule from the Biden administration that would expand health care benefits to recipients of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA. Undocumented immigrants who arrived in the U.S. as children would have been eligible for subsidized health insurance coverage through the Affordable Care Act. The government is ordering the national milk supply to be tested for bird flu. Experts say this will help narrow down where the virus is spreading. Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says nationwide there have been just over 700 dairy herds that have been affected. And the deadlines are fast approaching to get holiday cards and packages in the mail in time for Christmas. The deadline to send first-class mail or to use USPS Ground Advantage is December 18th. Priority mail should go out by December 19th. Priority Mail Express items should be sent by December 21st.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics are home to take on the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden tonight at 7:30. The Bruins are on the West Coast playing the Seattle Kraken at 10 o'clock tonight. And Bill Belichick, of course, formerly of the New England Patriots, now the new head football coach at University of North Carolina.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
The storm is over, but some wind remains, and there's likely some cleanup to do in your neighborhood today. Still windy for your Thursday. Increasing sun as the day goes on, a high of about 39 degrees today. On Friday, more sun, a high of 36, and we'll get some clouds over the weekend with highs getting up to 42 degrees. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
What you're doing, I see it all too clear. I only taste the saline when I kiss away your tears. You really had me going, wishing on a star. The black holes that surround you are heavier by far. I believed in your confusion, so completely torn. It must have been that yesterday was the day that I was born.
And welcome back in, 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We got a couple of app chat questions here or messages here. One is, Tim, is that program CMRK pickup, is that just for New Bedford residents or can Acushnet use it? So according to the release that I got, it's for New Bedford residents. So I haven't heard about it being for anybody else that's in the refuse management district. But so it's just for New Bedford residents. However, we're going to talk with them. You know, they're going to figure out who's going to come on and share more info with us, and we can find out if maybe there's some plans to expand that program. Certainly, I think the company that is picking them all up would love to partner with other municipalities and expand the coverage area. And Participation Trophy Wife says, when you break your embargo on Christmas music, Bare Naked Ladies has a great Christmas album. And I've heard some stuff from it. Maybe we will spin it when I break that embargo, but that won't happen till Monday at the earliest, next Monday at the earliest. 508-996-0500. Speaking of, and I see Mary's on hold. I'll get to you in 1 second. But speaking of Christmas, while we're talking about it, Edaville, of course, had to postpone the North Pole Limited, but they're going to be yesterday because of the weather. But they're going to be emailing everybody who did buy tickets to let them know the new date. But if you haven't been to Edaville yet this season, they've added some new things. They've got some new vendors in. Of course, they're now doing horse-drawn carriage rides, which I've been telling you about. But there's also a really cool thing coming up on December 22nd as well for train nerds like myself and people who love to photograph trains. On December 22nd, they're doing a steam freight special. So what they're doing, it's a steam-powered photo freight. What they're doing is they're going to have a train consisting of three loaded flat cars and one hopper car. And then behind that train, they're going to have a steam passenger train to take the photographers out to different photo locations on the Edaville route. And when you go there, this is, you know, the park's not going to be open, but you get on the train right at the front with the platform that they built just for events like this. And they'll take you out to these different places and you'll be able to take photos. And then it'll be over at 11:30 because then the train's got to come back and get ready to do the regular Edaville train rides for the day. And it says if there's interest from the photographers, they may substitute the steam locomotive on the photo freight near the end of the session with one of their vintage diesel locomotives. So that's one of the special events you can sign up for at Edaville.com for the train nerds like me and for photographers. And last time I did one of these, they had people out there with the drones and everything. It was amazing. And they got some fantastic shots. They shared some with me later. But of course, you can also just go participate in the Festival of Lights with all the vintage amusement park rides, all the rides, all the lights around the park, and of course, riding the train. And it starts at just $12.95 a person to get into Edaville for the Festival of Lights. But you want to get your tickets soon because they are going fast. So go to Edaville.com to get yours. And make sure you follow them on Facebook, Edaville Family Theme Park, to find out about all these great special events. All right, let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, this week a lot of problems. No use even talking about it. But are you ready for me this early?
I am ready for you.
All right. I just heard the news, and so now I'm on the internet looking it up. The three disgusting, disturbed real estate brothers, the Alexanders. Did you hear your own news report today?
I didn't. I stepped out of the studio. I didn't hear it.
Three brothers that are sitting on top of the real estate world, happy as can be with all that money, all arrested on charges of violently attacking women, drugging them. men who are sitting on the top of the world, so much money. And by looking at the pictures of them on the internet, they're handsome-looking guys. They can get any women they want, but no, they don't want to do it that way. They're going to drug and rape girls and stuff. And they were caught, and the prosecution is telling the judge, please, to deny bail to all three of them. Two of them are twins. Now, you're probably not going to like what I'm going to say next, but I am of the mind, I do believe it. Okay, these guys can afford to go to all the best restaurants. They're in New York. That's where they're centered over there. If you think that going to a high-class restaurant even, not a poor one, but the best high-class restaurant, that you're getting the best, great, wholesome food for yourself, you are mistaken, because they put a lot of seed oils in it, which is very bad, which they found out now, to a certain degree, will alter your brain chemistry. The world's gone mad. There's new cases every day of rapings, kidnappings, pedophiles. A lot of things that we eat are not healthy for us. And I bet you, I would love to know what these guys eat all the time. And I'm sure they're eating in the best restaurants around town.
Well, I don't think this is anything that is happening, you know, more frequently. I think what we're seeing is that people are reporting it. People are feeling comfortable coming out and reporting it, because the attackers, the people who are behind it, are being held accountable. So I think you're having a reckoning here, where people are saying, you know, enough. We're not going to suffer in silence anymore.
Well, I'm happy with that goal, that people are realizing it. You know, there are people in labs who create these new cookies, these new cans of soup, and they put new on their labels. There's nothing new. Everything that we're able to get out of the earth, we've already gotten it. They're adding all kinds of crap and calling it new, and it's disturbing the children. Children have diabetes now. They have non-alcoholic liver cirrhosis. I mean, I have a friend that, I don't want to say where she lives or anything about it, because you might know, but she has non-alcoholic cirrhosis of her liver. And she's a non-drinker. It's no alcoholism, nothing at all like that. And it's probably in the foods that she's eating. Her doctor has even told her that. She actually is at the point where she needs a new liver. And she's 75 now. So I don't. She's on the list. It's going to take a while, because I don't know how they work it when you're on a list to get a body part that you need. I don't know if the younger people come first, or the ones with more money, or how long you waited for it, if they take you first. I don't know how that works. But I am of the mindset, I think you know already, I know you're a restaurant guy and you like stuff. I just, don't hold it against me. I have to say what I feel. I really totally 100% believe that humans were meant to eat animals, meat and eggs, and occasionally a few nuts and seeds or a piece of fruit now and then here and there. Because the cavemen, they lived and prospered without grocery stores. And if they could do that, we can do it. Because if they didn't do it, we wouldn't be here, because we came from them.
I think cavemen were probably more brutal to women than men are today.
Yeah, probably so. But we read about that stuff. We don't know every single thing. Maybe we had a lot of those cave women beating their husbands too.
What about people that say that, you know, eating meat makes you naturally more aggressive?
Eating
meat.
Well, I do believe this. Yeah, you said eating. Is that the word you said?
Yes, eating meat will make you naturally more aggressive.
I do believe that we should begin eating the way they ate too. Like, they didn't eat every day. They had to run fast, quick, and kill that animal before the animal killed them. And that's why a lot of them died young. When you find mummies and stuff, they died because the animal killed them. But I believe that they had to wait and rest after they ate. They ate a good amount. You could have a big meal and then don't eat for 2-3 days and then go kill again. And the families ate that way. Because I've been studying that for a long time. And we have it so convenient here. We walk into any restaurant, any Dunkin' Donuts on any corner. Oh, let's get a donut. That'll hold me till this afternoon. Or it's the stuff we eat. And I'm not saying don't eat in restaurants. I'm not saying don't buy your cereals. I'm saying be more accountable for the stuff that you are eating because you're only damaging yourself. Children that are having signs of it now, of liver disease and kidney diseases and the obesity in the children alone. I see it when I'm in the store, the parents with their kids, and the shopping cart's full of junk. And to keep the kid quiet while they're shopping, they give the kid candy, lollipops, Tootsie Pops. It's incredible, Mr. Weisberg, what I see in the store. I just want to grab the parents and shake them, and I can't do that. And some of them get offended when you try to suggest something. Like, stop giving the kids cereal in the morning. It's full of sugar and junk.
Yeah, because you should mind your own business. You shouldn't be walking up to people in the store and talking to them.
I'm making it my business to try to wake some people up. If you can save some kids, you can't save them all. But if you can wake up one or two parents, it's good enough for me. I'm sorry. And now these guys, all the money in the world, and look what they're doing. Do you think, they could have been born sick in the head like that. But they didn't start doing anything like that. Until they grew up, they became multimillionaires and they could do and fly anywhere they want.
Yeah, I think that part of it matters more than whatever the food they're eating. The part of it that matters is the fact that they have acquired this wealth and this power, and they need to find ways to influence that over people. That's what this Absolutely. Is about. It has nothing to do with the food that they're eating. It has everything to do with the fact that they live in a world where there's no accountability, and so they just keep pushing limits.
Yes, I know, but money doesn't. I believe you're born with that in your head somewhere. It'll show itself.
So,
and what I'm saying is, it doesn't help with the stuff you eat—the rotten crap.
You think, and I'm going to use Donald Trump as an example, because you think that he's this wonderful guy, but all he eats is fast food. All he eats is processed food. He eats the worst diet of anybody we've ever seen, and you don't feel like he's a problem.
No, it's going to kill him. Do you think that man is healthy the way he should be?
No.
I don't know his exercise regime. I don't even know if he takes a walk. Thank God I can still do that. Oh, my God. I don't know what I would do if I didn't walk. If that's the least I can do for myself to try to stay a little healthier at my age, I will walk until I fall to the ground. I don't care. I have to do something. But people who do nothing but eat this rotten crap all the time, it does affect the brain. There's a lot of chemicals. That's all I'm saying.
No, I'm pretty sure it's definitely affecting his brain for sure.
Yeah. I'll let you get away with that.
All right. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well.
Yes. Hey, watch out for tomorrow, Friday the 13th. Don't eat nothing rotten tomorrow.
That's one of my favorite days.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. You have a good one. All right. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in, but I got to take a break. We will be right back. Welcome back in. So I don't know if you were listening yesterday to the Barry Richards Show. I'm sure you were because you are all great WBSM listeners who are with us all throughout the day. But yesterday, I guess it happened at the end of Chris's show. These computer issues started and then they persisted. And poor Barry had to go like 2 hours without really taking a break. We had him throw on some Christmas music just so he could get up and, you know, use the restroom. And then we were able to get things going again. And then I don't know what happened last night, but we had no Mark Levin show. I was still here. I was here till 8:30, you know, trying to get everything going. And then I was like, I can't stay awake any longer. I've been here since 5:45 in the morning, except for leaving to get a haircut. I was like, I gotta go home. So I just went home. But I can't figure out what went on. We don't know what went on. You know what it is? I'm putting it on Mercury retrograde. Mercury retrograde is still going on for another couple of days. And we had to get something, you know, there had to be something that went wrong. But it wasn't just us. And I don't know if any of this is related. But what the heck was going on yesterday? Meta and all the Meta services, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, Those all went down. People's telephones were going out. People's internet service, our internet service was slowed. Couldn't get into some sites. I don't know what was going on. And I was like, well, maybe it's something in the building. So I went on my phone and on my cell network, my mobile data, and I was having issues with that. People are saying it might be tied into those drones flying over New Jersey and Pennsylvania. I don't know about that, but there's a lot of weird stuff happening. And we've still got 3 more days of Mercury retrograde. So keep that in mind when anything goes wrong. Well, that's the easy, convenient thing now. Just blame Mercury retrograde. Mercury lemonade. All right. I got to take one more break here before the end of the hour, provided the computer works.